You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome into A to Z Sports Primetime from the Zen Sports Studios. I'm your host, Buck Rising. I'm proud, as always, to be presented to you by the wonderful people at Zen Sports. Download the app, plug in the promo code ATOZTN in the comments where you can get in on the action with the Zen Sports app. Of course, TrueMath Fitness in the Gulch is where you go for the best place to work out in Middle Tennessee. I will be at TrueMath on Thursday. Looking forward to getting back into the swing of things with our buddy Worth Campbell. Your first workout is free at TrueMathFitness.com. Couple of dominoes that have fallen here in the last couple of hours. We didn't even, we'll probably talk about Russell Wilson being released from the Broncos so they save an extra $37 million in guaranteed money that they would owe him if they kept him after the start of the new league year. We do have a couple of players, though, that the Titans were definitely interested in one. I'm not certain the level of their interest in the other, but we'll certainly work our way through that process and talk about wide receivers in free agency and left tackles in free agency, some that you should spend on, some that you definitely should not spend on. And certainly, Mike Evans is a great place to start. So Mike Evans is somebody that the Titans planned to pursue. Now, how aggressive they were going to be in that pursuit of Mike Evans, who's to say? It doesn't matter now because his agent did a deal with him, 2 years, $52 million to return to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. $35 million in guarantee. It is a good sign for Baker Mayfield, their quarterback, who is also a pending free agent. I think it's likely that they bring back Baker now that they have Mike Evans under contract and avoiding the free agent frenzy that would result. You have Mike Evans off the board, and certainly the Titans had a significant level of interest in him. Now, what kind of domino effect does that create for the Titans, who are going to add a wide receiver in free agency, are going to draft a wide receiver almost assuredly in the upcoming NFL draft, especially a draft class that is chock full of wide receivers as this one is, and a free agent class that is chock full of wide receivers at various sizes, shapes, speeds, all manner of different players that you can add to improve your talent bereft football team. So let's start with your Two Rivers Ford take in the comment section on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and on Twitch. With Mike Evans off the board, who is the top free agent wide receiver right now? I've got the SpotTrack list of available wide receivers. SpotTrack, always a good resource. SpotTrack and Over the Cap, always good resources for various things. I prefer Over the Cap for contract stuff and salary cap related discussions. SpotTrack does a great job being able to compile various free agency lists as well, and all manner of different filters that you can put on the free agency lists to narrow down your search and make it more efficient. So I've got the full list of unrestricted free agent wide receivers who are ready to hit the market. That does not include now Mike Evans on that 2 year, $52 million deal. So who is the top free agent wide receiver on the market? We'll get into that together right after I remind you that your Two Rivers Ford take is, of course, presented by the wonderful people at Two Rivers Ford. Perhaps you saw the new Two Rivers Ford television commercial that just debuted today. It features yours truly. It even features a stash. You know what else it features? Truck Month. Two Rivers Ford is in the midst of Truck Month. F-150s, Super Duties, all kinds of awesome quality American-made Ford vehicles, Ford trucks available at Two Rivers Ford in Mount Juliet or online at tworiversford.com. Stephen King says Michael Pittman Jr., he's currently under contract with the Colts until the new league year. The Colts wide receiver, Calvin Ridley for Kenneth Davidson. Pittman is getting tagged or extended. It hasn't happened yet, but they have 9 days with which to do that before the new league year starts. Patrick Byrd says, I think I would sign Gabe Davis, but the top free agent is going to be Ridley. I think you're passing money on Hollywood. Maybe wasting money is what BF is trying to say in the comment section. It's okay. Words are hard. You'll watch the tape and improve. Weston Warrior says, just re-signed Derrick Henry. Well, the only free agent that I 100% know is not coming back is Ryan Tannehill. The door is not closed on Derrick Henry, but I mean, I don't know. It really seems less and less likely and it's not even about re-signing Derrick Henry. Like, you would have to give him a pretty substantial offer for Derrick to want to come back. I'm pretty sure, guys, that he's at a point in his life where he's closed the book on this particular, or turn the page on this particular chapter of his life, and now is looking at Super Bowl opportunities with a variety of different contenders. And, you know, as of today, you certainly are not a contender. You certainly do not give Derrick Henry the best chance to win a Super Bowl. And I think he's kind of at peace with that. So the sooner that you guys are at peace with that, the easier that all this becomes. Now, of course, it doesn't mean that Derrick can't, you know, go through free agency, test the market, not like what the market gives him, and the Titans can find a solution. Because certainly money is not the issue at hand with Derrick Henry, but I think it's less and less likely each and every. I didn't think it was terribly likely to begin with, but this is not a situation that gives Derrick Henry the best way to capitalize. Corey D. Jackson says it well. He gave a farewell speech. People, he's gone, and he's been prepared for this moment basically since the trade. I mean, hell, basically since last offseason when there was rumors of him getting shopped at the combine. Now, Rand Carthon said that wasn't true. I know that the Baltimore Ravens, we talked about this on Primetime months ago, that the Baltimore Ravens were very much interested in Derrick Henry. I expect them to be interested in Derrick Henry again. We'll see what that financial situation looks like for Baltimore, because they're not in the most cap flush situation to be spending on something like a luxury running back. And he is a luxury running back at this point in his career. He gave that speech just in case he was gone, says Supreme Nick. No, that's a different kind of a speech. That's a prepared, well thought out. I mean, he gave a 20-minute diatribe about everybody from the janitorial staff to the person who's responsible for taking his game day airplane boarding pictures, right? Derrick Henry knows that he's on his way out, and is on his way out. He'll hit the market in 9 days from now, and we'll see what kind of financial opportunities that yields for Derrick Henry. But we're not here to talk about Derrick Henry. We're here to talk about wide receivers. And Mike Evans coming off the board today does create a substantial void between the guy at the top, who would have been Mike Evans, and everything that's underneath.
Yeah, and this always made the most sense for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Mike Evans, one of the most consistent players and really one of the best receivers over the course of the last decade. 1,000 yards every year. One thing you can guarantee is that Mike Evans is going to be on the field and really good. Tampa Bay Buccaneers made this a priority, getting it done before free agency, according to colleague Mike Garofolo, who broke this morning. 2 years, $52 million, $35 million guaranteed, so about $26 million per year. Just a really solid market for an excellent receiver. And the fact that his top weapon is now locked in probably is a good sign for Baker Mayfield. I know the Bucs and Mayfield are in talks. Free agency looms, but this is another one now that they want to get done.
So they do get the deal done with Mike Evans. That's Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network. A to Z Sports Prime Time is presented by TrueMap Fitness in the Gulch. Go to TrueMapFitness.com for your first workout free as a Middle Tennessee resident. No workout ever recycled or repeated. That's the best part at TrueMav Fitness. Go to TrueMavFitness.com for your first workout free. So, Fulton has asked for that tackling job. Yeah, always good when you can watch a highlight of a guy who your team very much wanted to add in Mike Evans as he dusts a player that is about to have his contract expire with your team, though I wouldn't rule Christian Fulton out as far as coming back. I know that's not going to make a lot of you happy, but I do think that he is as likely a candidate to return as arguably anybody on that list. And we'll explain why more as we get into free agency wish lists at the end of the week. But yeah, just in case you didn't realize that you were going to relive the trauma of the Titans-Bucks games, here again is Mike Evans dusting your cornerback.
Yeah, and this always made the most sense for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Mike Evans, one of the most consistent players and really one of the best receivers over the course of the last decade. 1,000 yards every year. One thing you can guarantee is that Mike Evans is going to be on the field and really good. Tampa Bay Buccaneers made this a priority, getting it done before free agency, according to colleague Mike Garofolo, who broke this morning. 2 years, $52 million, $35 million guaranteed, so about $26 million per year. Just a really solid market for an excellent receiver. And the fact that his top weapon is now locked in probably is a good sign for Baker Mayfield. I know the Bucs and Mayfield are in talks. Free agency looms, but this is another one now that they want to get done.
And so they do get it done, as I mentioned, and now they'll work on Baker. So it is a great opportunity for Baker Mayfield to continue to build on what him and Mike Evans did. And Mike Evans had a great year again, consistently 1,000-yard receiver after 1,000-yard receiving season for Mike Evans. And so that makes the list look a lot more bleak. Now, Calvin Ridley is still out there, the oldest wide receiver on the market, given that Matthew Slater is retired and he's a special teams player, obviously. Randall Cobb is again going to be an unrestricted free agent. Once you get into the Tyler Boyds, the Calvin Ridleys, Josh Reynolds, Titans legend, also on this list. You've got a variety. Mac Hollins, a guy who dusted the Titans en route to a game that they did win a couple of years ago against the Raiders, but just not for lack of stopping Mac Hollins. Calvin Ridley is probably the best available wide receiver on the market, just in terms of last year's production. Michael Pittman had just about a little more than 100 yards receiving, more than he did, but Calvin Ridley has twice as many touchdowns in 2023 as did Michael Pittman Jr. 1,152 yards for Pittman, 4 touchdowns, 2 fumbles. He did that on 109 catches, 76 receptions for Ridley, 1,016 yards, 8 touchdowns, and 1 fumble to his name. He played in all 17 games last year after, basically coming off the shelf. So Calvin Ridley didn't have a perfect season, but he definitely had a good season. And he's going to make probably north of $25 million a year, whatever that contract looks like for Calvin Ridley. That would be my submission for the top wide receiver on the market. I would be surprised if he actually gets to the market. I'm curious to see what Jacksonville does here. I don't think they can afford to lose him, but we'll see, because they're in a tricky financial situation as well. We get one of Odunze or Neighbors at 7. Malik Neighbors, if you haven't seen that video, absolutely does not want to play for the Tennessee Titans. Now, you should still draft him anyway if he's there for you to take him, but that is what it is. You can still draft a top wide receiver and pay a wide receiver. Guys, your wide receiver core is shit. DeAndre Hopkins is the only evidence of a pulse that your wide receiver core has. The second most reliable player in that wide receiver core is an unrestricted free agent, and his name is Nick Westbrook-Ikhina. Supreme Nick says, Odell a free agent? Yeah, and ask Bert at the end of the show when we put him on how he feels about Odell Beckham Jr. I'm sure he was a nice complimentary piece, but not anything more than that. I think that don't the Jags have to give up a second if they re-sign Ridley? Yes, that's true, which makes the Jags' decision complicated. But he's absolutely worth a second-round pick if he produces consistently in that ballpark of 1,000 yards, 8 touchdowns for a wide receiver. That's great in that Jags offense. Jags really don't have that much that's reliable about their offense right now, and I would think that that would hurt Trevor Lawrence considerably. Christian Kirk, okay. Ridley at 16 mil, I assume. Is that the 16? Then okay, yeah. You guys, the cap went up $30 million. You can get sticker shock about this shit if you want to, but it's just going to keep going up. Maybe it doesn't go up $30 million every year. But Jamar Chase is going to make between $30 and $35 million on his next contract. Now, he's obviously one of the better wide receivers. Justin Jefferson is probably going to make close to $40 million a year. That's what it costs now. So if you see 22, 25 for Calvin Ridley, if you see, 20 for Hollywood Brown, if you see 22 to 25 for Michael Pittman, you shouldn't be surprised at all. That's just inflation. Aren't you? Most of you are probably dealing with inflation in some form or fashion in your lives. The salary cap just got inflated by Jeff Bezos paying $120 million for one live stream playoff game. That is what it is. Major Key says that's insane. It's really not, though. Like, I don't know. I mean, sure, to you and me, $30 million is a lot of money. The NFL is jack shit. It's couch cushion money. It's something that you could find and, you know, in your change pocket, in your car, in your center console. $30 million in shit. And it's not, and that is something that Patrick Mahomes, right? Think about Jeff Steele. Jeff just signed a $100 million contract with the Tennessee Titans last year. The cap went up $30 million. You know who looks really cheap now? Jeff Simmons. A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown made $25 million. We've talked about this. $25 million a year for on his deal with the Eagles. You know who looks cheap as hell right now? You know who wish they still had A.J. Brown for $25 million? You. You know who's very happy to have A.J. Brown for $25 million a year? The Eagles, because the salary cap just keeps going up. Joshua Hoffman says none of the free agent wide receivers are game changers. Okay, sure. You still need one. That's not the point. Now, you could settle for a Tyler Boyd. You could go for but Tyler Boyd's still going to get paid somewhere in the teens on an average annual basis. Again, Eric says, Buck talking like a billionaire. Well, yeah, it's a multi-billion dollar industry, bud. You're building a I wasn't at the groundbreaking the other day, but you're building a $2.3 billion stadium. Not that much. Drop in the bucket to the NFL. It's one of 32. Now, I'm sure it's going to be spectacular, this, that, and the other. But the salary, now this is starting to make up for about a $16 million dip that the salary cap took in, what was that, 2021, after the COVID year. And so you've more than made up that ground since then. But teams were expecting the cap to be somewhere, you know, ballpark 242 to 245. It went up damn near $10 million more than I think any team expected. Eric Alonso says $20 million ain't shit. Come on, son. It's not in the National Football League. Again, to you, it's a lot of money. To Patrick Mahomes, who signed a $500 million contract, what, like 3 years ago, and is now cheap on the $500 million contract, that is what it is. Jordan Love is about to make probably between $45 and $50 million a year. Think about that. He had one good season. That's the going rate for a quarterback. So you guys can get all butthurt or bent out of shape about sticker shock if you want to. The cap continues to go up because it's America's most popular sport. They're about to expand it to 18 games, 18 regular season games here in the near future because why? More money, more greed. Eric Alonso says, to you, it's a lot of money. Yeah, it's a lot of money to me. I mean, I've got a contract situation coming up and I'm not making $20 million a year, but it is not a lot of money in the league that I work in. You know, like, I don't have sticker shock about this because I've worked covering the NFL. I'm coming up on my eighth season. You know what happens every year? Oh my God, Christian Kirk had got how much? Oh, well, that's pretty cheap. 3 years, 2 years later, doesn't matter. It's monopoly money. The NFL just continues to print more. So, like I said, every year you go through this, every year you see money that makes you be like, who got how much? And it makes you do a double take. And I'm sure there will be an example of that this year. I don't know who it's going to be. I don't know what it's going to look like. I don't know whether it's going to be sticker shock on the average annual basis or if it's going to be guaranteed money. But I think Kirk Cousins probably about to make $50 million a year. And that's coming off a torn Achilles. You know why? Because that's what quarterbacks cost. It's just what the value of the NFL is. In the landscape of American sports. And, you know, it's not that deep unless you make it that deep. Now, you and I are never going to make $20 million a year. Well, I don't know. Maybe one day I'll get the Stephen A. Smith money. Stephen A., I think, makes $17 million a year. I haven't been pocket watching lately. Brady working 17 games a year. You know how much he's making per year? $37.5 million. Now, he's Tom Brady. And Stephen A. Smith is at the height of the sports talk gas bags. But yeah, $17 million a year for Stephen A. Smith. Pocket change. You know why? Because he's worth it. Anyway, let's keep it moving on the primetime show. So, tackle market. Tackle market gets interesting. Tyron Smith was recently released by the Cowboys. Fair or foul, the Titans should pursue Tyron Smith at 32, about to be 33, in free agency. He's going to be the best available left tackle. We'll talk about it, pros and cons, here in just a second. You guys let me know on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and on Twitch right after I remind you that the primetime program is presented by Zen Sports. Download the app, plug in the promo code ATOZTN. Get up to $1,000 on your no danger first wager. Zen Sports, you want to feel like $20 million is pocket change? Your VIP betting at Zen Sports will get you the best comps, the best bonuses, the best odds boosts, and the best promos. All you need to do is plug in that promo code. Go to zensports.com/VIP. Submit your Zen Sports play for VIP consideration. Terms and conditions do apply. Gambling problem? Call the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789. All right. Tyron Smith in free agency. Fair or foul, the Titans should pursue him. So this was Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network talking about the longtime Cowboys left tackle.
Rich, we've been talking about the wild couple weeks that is going to ensue. Now, I got a little bit of news on where the Dallas Cowboys stand in their free agency. First of all, Tyron Smith, the all-pro Pro Bowl left tackle, really been one of the pillars of the Dallas Cowboys offensive line for the last decade or so. My understanding is he is unlikely to re-sign in Dallas, the end of an era. He is going to be an extremely coveted free agent. That is a guy who every team could use, obviously a huge name over the next couple weeks. And then Jerry Jones made a little bit of news yesterday talking about Dak Prescott's contract. Of course, we've been talking about how he's got a $60 million cap hit. Made sense to do a deal before free agency to smooth out the cap and give themselves some room. But Jerry Jones told reporters last night that they want to address it in the coming days. But what we do there, I don't know. That's a quote, I don't know. Opening the door to them possibly not doing it, which raises a lot more questions than answers.
So, Tyron Smith released. He's going to be immediately the best available left tackle. The Patriots are already apparently in pursuit of Tyron Smith in free agency. MB says foul. Nope, not interested. Old, injury prone, overpriced. Major Key says, I'm for a bridge guy and we take a wide receiver at 7, then sure, draft a second round left tackle and develop him. Malik Neighbors at 7, heard it here first, says Wex on YouTube. All right, I'm sure I won't remember that, but I'm sure you'll remind me if something like that happens. They booed Jerry Jones at the combine. Yes, they did. Cowboys fans are pissed. Vernon Sanford, says foul. Tyron Smith has hurt too much. Yes, in the last four seasons, Tyron Smith averages only 7.5 games a season. He has dealt with a variety of different injuries. He's not old, right? Jason Peters is playing until he's 41. Andrew Whitworth played till he's 40. Jason Kelce just retired. I think he's somewhere in his mid to late 30s at this point in his life. Tyron Smith at 32, 33 is, you know, not old by any stretch of the imagination. The question is his body going to handle the rigors of a 17-game NFL regular season? Because you need him to be available, and famously he has not been available. I would say foul. I'm good on it. There's too many tackles in this draft class for you to spend in free agency. I think you're just setting yourself up for failure if you try to stopgap this thing with Tyron Smith, even though he has, across his career, been a really, really high-level player. Just need him to last three quarters of the season, says Puka. Yeah, but even then, I mean, and there's no guarantee that a rookie lasts three quarters of the season, right? This is as much football as they'll ever play in their lives, and their rookie seasons are tough, right? The rookie wall is not a small thing, and rookie offensive linemen are pretty bad as soon as they come into league. So just because you maybe draft Joe Alt or Olufoshinu or Amarius Mims or Tyler Guyton, any of these potential left tackles, the Oregon State guy, Fuaga, any of these dudes, just because you draft them doesn't mean that they're going to be good their rookie year, right? Rookie offensive linemen are typically pretty dreadful. Now, you have the best offensive line coach in football. That's certainly going to help you, but experience may help you in the short term. You still have to develop a long time or a long-term solution at the position. And this is a draft to be able to do it. So you survive a little bit. The bumps and bruises of what a rookie season will be. Hopefully Skoronski makes some strides if you're a Titans fan and you're not worried about two solid players on a shitty offensive line. Hopefully you're talking about a legit player in Skoronski, who has yet to show that he's legit, but does have plenty of promise. And certainly year two playing the same position, we'll see how it goes. He says, how much would Tyron Smith cost if signed? Now, I don't know the answer to that question off the top of my head. I would have said somewhere between, 12 to 15 million a year. I would imagine he would make more than that, probably. Spotrac has him at 1 year, like 7.5, which is not an accurate estimation. I would be surprised if it was any. Think about this. Andre Dillard got $10 million a year last year, and Andre Dillard has not done anything in his career at all. Tyron Smith, you could make the argument, is a borderline Hall of Fame left tackle based on his play throughout the course of his career. One would imagine that his representation and Tyron Smith have a certain standard of which they got to operate. I would relate it to DeAndre Hopkins. Now, Hop obviously is different because he broke the Titans' aging wide receiver curse, and I don't think you want to take that risk with. I don't think you want to take that risk with the Tyron Smith situation, because left tackle is arguably more important than the wide receiver, though your coaching staff may take issue with that notion. I just think that there are too many options for you to address this more cost-effectively and more organically that will set you up not just well in the immediate, but in the future long-term. Do not, says Fade, do not, I repeat, get any offensive lineman in free agency, please. Well, no, you're definitely going to get an offensive lineman in free agency. And frankly, you need to pay a center. You need to pay a veteran center. That should be your spend. Instead of Tyron Smith at 33 and dealing with significant health issues across the course of the last four seasons, a center, a reliable center for your young and developing second-year quarterback, I think would do so much good for your offense in particular, as you start to try and ramp things up around Will Levis. You can't, I think it would be a mistake to draft a rookie center who's going to have the same kind of hurdles to overcome and pair him with a second year quarterback who just needs some kind of veteran experience. Tristan Foster says, I'd take Ben Jones again for center. I mean, Benny is, you know, healthy, and he didn't get a job last year, but I know he is still looking for opportunities. I would be shocked if Ben Jones came back, and especially given that there are a variety of different centers out there to have. Not that Ben wasn't great while he was here, but it's well enough time to move on. All right, it's time for In Case You Missed It. Will Burt have a shirt on? Will Burt not have a shirt on? You'll have to find out here in just a second, right after I remind you that the primetime program is presented by the Ashton Real Estate Group of RE/MAX Advantage. Go to GaryAshton.com. Get your dream address without the stress, the intel edge you need to succeed at GaryAshton.com. Hello, Robert.
What do you want?
What do I want? I want a great many things in my life. But you on camera is not one of them.
Well, you have to deal with that today. One of the things I would like would be an early retirement. You got to see that from Jason Kelce today.
Is it early?
Nah, but I mean, he could have played a couple more years, right? He's the best center of all time. That's what everybody says, right?
Allegedly.
So there were tears, there were stories today, but I think there was also a little bit of, as the kids say, capping.
I won't forget the Eagles Christmas party in 2014 and heading out afterwards with a bunch of my teammates to Buffalo Billiards, where my life would change forever. That night, I'd meet my future wife. I still remember the moment she walked through the door. The first instance is burned in my retina. It was like she glided through the opening, an aura around her. Then she started talking. And I thought, man, is this what love feels like? She was beautiful and smart, serious yet playful. I knew it right away. I think it's no coincidence I have enjoyed my best years of my career with Kylie by my side. Every accolade I have ever received has come with her in my life. She has brought the best out of me through love, devotion, support, honesty, intelligence, and of course, a swift kick in the ass from time to time. She has also given me three beautiful girls and a life that increasingly brings me more fulfillment off the field than it does on. We've had a great run, Kai.
She's not dead. What is he talking about, bro? Okay, so they told this story on their podcast about how they met, and then she threw him under the bus and said he was blackout drunk that night. Mm. She did not float in on an aura. This, are we just doing whatever we want in retirement speeches now? I don't even want to know what he said about his mama.
That she makes the best Campbell's chunky chicken noodle soup in the world. Absolutely.
Yep.
Well, yeah. So we're accusing the future Pro Football Hall of Famer of just lying. Yeah, we're just accusing him of lying.
Oh, so you assume that he's going to be I won't dispute that he's a Hall of Famer, but is he a first ballot Hall of Famer? Everybody today was like, oh, this guy's a Hall of Famer. Did you guys know he's a Hall of Famer? Yeah, we get it. He played a long time. He started every game since like 2015, only missed one All-Pro. But it's so hard for all offensive linemen to get in the Hall of Fame. Nick Mangold, you remember him? Jets center, was considered one of the best centers of all time. He's not in. Willie Anderson, plus he's playing center, which is probably the least appreciated offensive line position there is. Maybe guard. Who knows? But he's not a first ballot Hall of Famer. We're just emotional because his brother's dating the most popular pop star in the world, and we've had to deal with these guys in front of our face for 2 years now.
So you hate Jason Kelce?
I think I just hate all of them. Okay. I don't like any of the Kelces. I don't like them.
All right. Well, that's going to conclude this episode of A to Z Sports Prime Time. Back to the shadows. You can take you and your shirt with you.
What happened to your
shirt? What shirt? What happened here? That's going to do it for us tonight on A to Z Sports Prime Time. I don't know what happened to my shirt. I just, you know, Bert was shirtless. I decided we should all be shirtless to finish the prime time show. Is it just a shirt or is it something more? We're not going to stick around to find out. Although it is getting later and later in the hour. I don't know what the rule. I mean, there's no rules. It's the internet. I can get naked on the prime time show. Perhaps we'll wait to see how contract negotiations go. Perhaps we'll go full nude if my demands aren't met. This is a challenge to you, Austin and Zach. No, just teasing. All right, that's going to do it for us tonight on A to Z Sports Prime Time. We appreciate you guys spending your time with us from what was it? I mean, I think we got on about 8:30 tonight. Either way, 10 to 1 on the radio show tomorrow. We're going to be talking Titans. We're going to be talking draft. We're going to be talking combine. We're talking a little Preds for the first time in a long time. It takes 8 straight wins for me to want to care about regular season hockey. So we will do a little bit of that with our dear friend Alex Doherty of the Tennessean, now formerly of A to Z Sports. How about that glow up? I appreciate you guys. Talk to you tomorrow morning at 10. And if not, we'll be right back here. Shirtless, no shirt. Who's to say? Shirtless, no shirt. That's the same thing. Shirt, no shirt. Prime time's over. We'll see you guys tomorrow at some point. Enjoy the rest of your evening.